Part 3. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about something they were accused of. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each person was accused of. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at Part 3. Speaker 1.
We were in a meeting and the managing director asked us if we had any solutions to a problem the company faced. I outlined a plan that I'd come up with, which he seemed to like. And it wasn't only the managing director who approved of what I said. Everyone else was satisfied with my proposal. That is, everyone else except Martin. After the meeting, he came over to me all red-faced, saying that I'd proposed exactly what he'd told me over lunch the day before, and that he should have been the one to get the credit for it. What he said was nonsense, so how he got it into his head that I'd only repeated what he told me is anyone's guess.
Speaker 2.
What really drives me mad is when Terry does something, it's fine, but when I do the same thing, it isn't. Take what happened last week. I decided to arrange an evening out with some friends from work, just like he's done plenty of times. He said nothing when I told him about the arrangement, but when I saw him the next day, he had a long face. He said he'd spent the evening alone, and then he told me I'd acted as if our relationship didn't matter to me. What a cheek! I felt like telling him he was the one who wasn't bothered whether we were together or not, but I kept quiet.
Speaker 3.
You know when things get so busy at the office that you have to stay late and even take work home? Well, I've had to do that sort of thing recently, and you've got no choice, have you? It's either that or they show you the door. Instead of supporting me, Jane's been complaining. You see, we've had to turn down invitations to several dinner parties, and you know how much she loves dinner parties. She's been in a permanent bad mood, and has to come out with things like, "You're working late just to make life difficult for me." I don't know where she got that idea from, but it really upset me, as you can imagine.
Speaker 4.
There I was, minding my own business, when this girl in our class, Joanne, comes up to me and says, "You'd better watch what you say in future." I didn't have a clue what she meant until she added, "You shouldn't call people stupid behind their back." Then I remembered something I'd mentioned to Joanne's best friend, Karen. Karen had told me that Joanne had got into the best art school in the country, and wasn't sure whether to accept the offer or not. I was surprised, so I said something like, "Anyone who gets an opportunity like that and wastes it is foolish." That's all. I wasn't even talking specifically about Joanne. I don't know what Karen told her, but you can bet it wasn't exactly what I'd told Karen.
Speaker 5.
It was in the days when mobile phones didn't exist, and poor students like me didn't have a phone at home. A friend of mine called Dave had changed the arrangements for one particular Friday night, and because I was living on the other side of town near another friend called Paul, Dave asked me to pass on the message. It would have been all right if I was going out with them, but I wasn't. Anyway, when I got to Paul's house, he was studying. He owed me some money, and when I mentioned it, he told me to take it out of his wallet. As I was doing so, I told him about Dave's change of plan, and he replied, "Okay." Imagine my surprise when I found out next day that he hadn't seen Dave or the rest of them that night, and I was being blamed for the whole mess.
Now you'll hear part three again. Speaker one.
We were in a meeting and the managing director asked us if we had any solutions to a problem the company faced. I outlined a plan that I'd come up with, which he seemed to like. And it wasn't only the managing director who approved of what I said. Everyone else was satisfied with my proposal. That is, everyone else except Martin. After the meeting, he came over to me all red-faced, saying that I'd proposed exactly what he'd told me over lunch the day before, and that he should have been the one to get the credit for it. What he said was nonsense, so how he got it into his head that I'd only repeated what he told me is anyone's guess.
Speaker 2.
What really drives me mad is when Terry does something, it's fine. But when I do the same thing, it isn't. Take what happened last week. I decided to arrange an evening out with some friends from work, just like he's done plenty of times. He said nothing when I told him about the arrangement, but when I saw him the next day, he had a long face. He said he'd spent the evening alone. And then he told me I'd acted as if our relationship didn't matter to me. What a cheek! I felt like telling him he was the one who wasn't bothered whether we were together or not, but I kept quiet.
Speaker 3.
You know when things get so busy at the office that you have to stay late and even take work home? Well, I've had to do that sort of thing recently, and you've got no choice, have you? It's either that or they show you the door. Instead of supporting me, Jane's been complaining. You see, we've had to turn down invitations to several dinner parties, and you know how much she loves dinner parties. She's been in a permanent bad mood and has to come out with things like, "You're working late just to make life difficult for me." I don't know where she got that idea from, but it really upset me, as you can imagine.
Speaker 4.
There I was, minding my own business, when this girl in our class, Joanne, comes up to me and says, "You'd better watch what you say in future." I didn't have a clue what she meant until she added, "You shouldn't call people stupid behind their back." Then I remembered something I'd mentioned to Joanne's best friend, Karen. Karen had told me that Joanne had got into the best art school in the country, and wasn't sure whether to accept the offer or not. I was surprised, so I said something like, "Anyone who gets an opportunity like that and wastes it is foolish." That's all. I wasn't even talking specifically about Joanne. I don't know what Karen told her, but you can bet it wasn't exactly what I'd told Karen.
Speaker 5.
It was in the days when mobile phones didn't exist, and poor students like me didn't have a phone at home. A friend of mine called Dave had changed the arrangements for one particular Friday night, and because I was living on the other side of town near another friend called Paul, Dave asked me to pass on the message. It would have been all right if I was going out with them, but I wasn't. Anyway, when I got to Paul's house, he was studying. He owed me some money, and when I mentioned it, he told me to take it out of his wallet. As I was doing so, I told him about Dave's change of plan, and he replied, "Okay." Imagine my surprise when I found out next day that he hadn't seen Dave or the rest of them that night, and I was being blamed for the whole mess.
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.